This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change. For America! 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, doggone it, if we're not in the same room at the same time, at the same place for the first time in about 6 months.
Is it?
I don't know. It seems like it. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Welcome to New York. How are you? I'm not in Israel, and you're not in Timbuktu, wherever you were the last time.
I don't remember.
Zheshev. See, that's what I said.
But it's the spelling that's incredible. It's like an R-Z-S.
Yeah. Russians failed phonics, that's all I know. So I got back on, Tuesday of this last week, 18 hours straight on a plane.
What's kind of crazy is, we're so busy, I didn't even know you were in Israel. Like, I did the hostel takeover.
Right.
And I get here, and I'm like, did Kevin, like, did the kids, like, fling their poop all over the house? Like,
Did
he just decide he needed a night off?
And wasn't going to show up again.
And then Ivan goes, no, he's in Israel. I'm like, oh.
See, and then you can't be funny about it because there's the whole Jesus thing.
Well, I could be. I'd get in trouble, but.
No, you wouldn't, because Kenya doesn't listen to the show.
Right.
Yeah, she wouldn't give you a hard time. Anyway, so we're here. When do you next take off? Where's your next trip to?
I don't know.
I don't either. So I think we're stuck with each other through the end of the year, maybe. Something like that. Anyway. Well, it's good to be back. This isn't the second time I've been to Israel. And aside from the massive jet lag going west, and when you fly west, the day just gets longer and longer because the sun does. It's like Joshua in that one story where he asked the Lord to let the sun stay in the air for the whole time while he kills everybody in the valley, and God does it. That's what it's like to fly west. It's just the day just keeps on going and going. And what is supposed to be a 24-hour period turns into like a 43-hour period of which your body goes, I give up.
Yeah,
I just give up.
I can't do the math, but I will say flying to Vladivostok was...
Is that near Jersey?
That was 8 or 10 hours to Moscow.
Right. But you're going east that way.
Right.
Coming back is when it kicks you.
And then 8 hours from Moscow to Vladivostok.
Yeah, there you go.
So, that's gnarly.
Yeah. Jeez. So that's like a 50-hour day when you come back.
You know, you'd think with all this technology, don't they have like a Star Trek?
I was about to say, we haven't figured out how to vaporize ourselves.
Yeah, can't we just beam ourselves?
Get on that. You're the celebrity. You got the connection.
You know, they got this hologram technology now.
Does that work?
So just like
you Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Just like
you're my only hope.
Just like you...
Wasn't that a hologram at the beginning of Star Wars?
Why do you have to be Princess Leia? There's so many
the only
other
one that did a hologram.
Cool. You could have been Chewbacca.
Didn't do a hologram. You know who did the hologram?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I understand.
That was the hologram.
Okay, all right.
But then in the first three Star Wars movies, the chintzy ones that came out like 15 years later, they had those guys that people thought were racially the accent was racially inappropriate from the. What was that, the Federation or something, but they were like, oh, how you do? I do not know what I do. Okay, so that's the way it is. and they
somebody
did
got offended.
And I don't know what people group did, but they did the holograms of those guys too. So I could have done that. I could have done the very good.
Just like you have Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we do like a Skype version of a hologram?
Like a 3D
Skype.
Like
I can just stay here.
Right.
And then in Vladivostok, they have a little machine, and
you're just sitting
wherever
there
I am
at
doing
the table.
Like I can get up and move around and scratch my.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the hologram just is filming me, hologramming me.
Right.
In Vladivostok.
They actually did that in the prequels too.
I wonder if they can
they have
do
all
that.
The Jedi sitting around, but half of them aren't there.
All right. Like, enough with the Jedis.
The Star Wars.
You
know, Episode 7's coming out.
This is Baldwin McCullough Live. The phone number here is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now, I do have a topic.
Okay.
Somebody's got to find it.
Oh, okay.
This brother and sister held those little air guns.
Right.
And said, looking forward to the homecoming. There was some event at their school. And they were suspended.
Because they had
These little air gun rifles.
Huh.
And, like, apparently the town freaked out.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
I disagree.
Given the day in which we live.
I totally disagree.
Okay. Did they look real?
Yes.
Oh, that's really stupid. What are they saying? Looking forward to the homecoming?
Yeah.
Walking around with their guns?
No, just standing there, holding them in their hands.
On the campus?
No, at home.
Oh, but they put it on Facebook or something?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, come on. In this day and age, I mean, we just had a school shooting last week. When I was in Israel, I heard that there was a school shooting.
Right.
Yeah. So people are freaked out about that. That's a sensitive thing. Is it wise? Looking forward to homecoming.
Well, so if I'm at home.
Right.
And I come across that on my Facebook page, on the whatever the page is that shows what other people are doing.
Right.
The news feed. Right.
That's right.
If I saw that.
Not your wall. People get those confused. They think the wall is the same as the news feed. They're distinctively different pages, people. Go ahead.
You're such a dork. It's unbelievable. You are seriously like.
Jet lagged. And sleep deprived.
An internet web geek.
I am. That's true. That's true.
That you felt necessary.
Yes.
To.
Well, Doris is sitting there in the middle of Denton, Texas going, why is she saying. What? What? How do you do that?
What's on my wall?
What do I pin to the wall?
There's a fly on my wall.
There's that commercial where the lady's trying to pin stuff to her actual wall. And there's another one where they're playing Candy Crush, and the grandma's hitting them with the hammer. On the
I told you my email got hacked.
You did, but you were
now. What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
it's never happened to me. But you were saying. That the news feed.
Right. So if I saw that.
Right.
If I saw it, he's like 12 and the sister's like 10. They're kids.
Hmm.
They're little kids.
If they were high schoolers, it might be more concerning.
Whatever it was.
But if they're 10 and 12, you got to figure the parents were in on it.
Parents kept their kids home and they shut it down and the FBI was called.
Oh, that's a little overboard.
But my point simply is, they didn't say anything threatening at all. And this paranoia and assumption of X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So I think we're kind of losing our common sense.
No, yeah,
now,
that's
it's
true.
Better to be smart and cautious.
Right.
But it would have taken somebody 30 minutes to an hour to, like, call up and just, hey, what was that and why? And they're just air guns, and they just...
Were they dressed in, like, ISIS uniforms?
No.
So
the kid was wearing, like, a
flag
suit?
Flying or
no.
Anything? Okay. But they referenced homecoming?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, see, I don't know. That's a weird one. 888-340-3373. Curious as to your thoughts. Did it merit the all-out, full-scale... response that the town obviously brought it.
But we got to find that. How do we find that?
I can look it up in the break. We'll work on it.
All right.
There's this other story that we want to talk about, too, and it's this catcall video. You've heard about this?
I just watched it. I saw it.
Everywhere this week. And people are all over this thing because if it's not a woman being offended by all the men that go, hey, baby, and all the rest of it in the thing, then it's some other group going, how come they only showed black people saying stuff?
Oh.
And so there's like this whole racial element to it. And they're like,
sure.
Then the guy who made the video is like, well, I'm sorry. We weren't trying to say that only black people do this. And then there's this other whole element of, is it even an insult? There's people that are saying, there's women out there going, this girl only did this to see if she could get somebody to say she looked good.
Mm-hmm.
And if she had been standing next to a hotter woman, she would have been mad that she didn't get the catcalls.
And it's interesting also because if you watch the video,
right,
she doesn't really engage anyone.
She says thank you like in two places.
Right.
Like it's just a passing. But some of them were, you know, A-OK. 888-340-3373. Are you waving at me, Ivan? Okay. We got 20 seconds till break. Just long enough to remind you that you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hey.
As you are every Saturday night on beautiful radio and television stations coast to coast. Stay with us. We're live from New York.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live with me, Stephen Baldwin, and he,
hey,
Kevin McCullough.
That's crazy.
Together, we're Baldwin McCullough Live. The greatest entertainment experience you can have in 2 hours in the entire intergalactic, galaxy, universal, black hole, anywhere.
I always try to tell Stephen, don't try to oversell.
So the next time you make that right turn and you're heading in the wrong direction and you find yourself in a black hole, just push the button in your car just that turns on the Baldwin McCullough Live radio program.
Holler for Stevie B.
Stevie! This will be there for you. Our number is 888-340-3373.
888-340-3373. We want to say thank you to all the stations that carry us coast to coast and the great television network Biz TV that has us on in, I don't know, 40-something markets.
Absolutely.
And millions of households. But the phone line is open, and it is your access code to be part of the conversation, which we want you to be. We don't sit here wanting. I don't want to hear Stephen talk for one more second than I have to, and vice versa. He's told me many times. But we would like to know your opinion. And we didn't, I promptly didn't look up your story.
Yeah.
You noticed that. You forgot to remind me when we went to break.
Can't Nikki look it up?
He could look it up.
I mean, what's he doing back there?
Well, he's running our television feed.
So?
Slight priority. Well, let's talk about the catcall video.
Okay.
Did your girls see it?
Probably.
The women in your house, but you didn't ask them what they thought of it.
No, I can text Haley now, but. And let me tell you something. Haley gets a lot of catcalls.
I'm sure she does.
I got to, like, seriously.
She's an aspiring supermodel.
And
she's going to have all kinds of
stuff. I walk down the street with her and guys, you know, the eyes kind of,
yeah.
And I look at these guys like, I will rip your throat out.
Good protective dad, as he should be. And that will be me in about 18 years.
Yeah.
When little baby girl McCullough gets here at the end of February. Well, let's give people at home an idea of what we're talking about. This is the, are we ready, Nick? Do we have the video ready? What you're about to see and slash hear, and for those of you on radio that you can't see all of the elements, I'm sorry about that. You will hear all of the catcalls that are included in this, but let me give you the context. For 10 hours one day, a man and his girlfriend secretly recorded her walking through the sidewalks of Manhattan.
Right.
They went to Harlem. They went to the East Side. They went to the West Side. They went to Hell's Kitchen. They went down to
Soho.
Soho. They went all over the place and recorded, and she just got bombarded with catcalls, hey, baby, this, that, all the way through. What they edited down is about 2 minutes worth of the what they believe to be the worst material there. And let's take a listen and a look at it, depending on how you're getting the show tonight. And then I've got a series of questions I want to ask you, because we've asked some of the women that are in the association of the show. My bride watched it. Ivan's wife watched it. But we want to get some perspective on this, because the reaction publicly to this, Stephen, has ranged from absolute horror at the male chauvinism that is expressed in these comments, all the way to abject racism being accused of the producers because there's a certain element of ethnic percentage that took place, that took part in the comments,
mm-hmm.
to even some people saying, hey, we don't live in a day where women get that many compliments walking down the street anymore. If you get one, you should just be thankful for it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know where I fall on all of that spectrum, but I want to know where you do. So let's take a look at it, and then we'll talk about it. 888-340-3373 is our number. 888-340-3373. Roll it.
How are you doing today?
Wow.
That's not good.
Wow.
In this particular section, this man follows her for 5 minutes total. 5 minutes he walks beside her.
Showing good. Hey, look at that. $5,000.
All right, so it's 2 minutes, and they edited. They said altogether she was harassed in excess of 100 times over the course of the taping.
But, you know, if you really look at what we just saw,
right,
50% of it around, it's just, hey, hot, you know, it's a cat call's a cat call.
Right.
But would you say that somebody just going, hey, you know, you look great, you know, blah, 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 God bless you. Is that
in offensive? And of itself offensive? 888-340-3373.
That's a great question. That's a really good question.
Because here's the thing. Because
if I was walking with my daughter,
right,
and somebody just went, hey, you know, hey, have a good day. No, hey. No, not even that.
No, okay, hey, have a good day.
Yeah. You know, it's obviously there's a little bit of a subliminal there. You know, they're just trying to get some attention.
Well, they're
blah,
hoping
blah, blah,
you'll
blah,
turn
blah,
around
blah,
and say thank you.
Yeah,
or
you'll engage them.
What's your name, handsome? Let's go out to dinner.
Whatever. But you're right.
Like, that's going to happen.
It's an interesting, it's a really fascinating question. Especially, I'd be very curious to hear what women think, which is, would you rather be left alone, or is it okay when somebody
does a catcall?
Yeah.
And what are the rules about whether a catcall is offensive or
not? And maybe if it's not offensive, it's not really a catcall. It's more like a kitty call because it's more innocent.
Yeah. Says the charmer.
Yeah.
888-340-3373. Have you ever made catcalls in your life?
Of course not.
In your BC days, you before?
Only in the movies.
Okay. 888-340-3373. That and $1,000 will get you half of Nevada. 888-340-3373. So when this played, first of all, I had friends on Facebook that were forwarding this before I even saw it. And then I hear some people in talk radio talking about it. Then I see it goes to the networks. Fox covers it, CNN covers it, MSNBC they covered it, but they refused to play it. And the reason they refused to play it was they said, well, there's too many black men in the video compared to the rest of the ethnic personalities of those involved. Too many black men in it. We think it's racially biased. That's another part of this conversation. Is it a cultural thing ethnically to be more demonstrative towards someone of the opposite sex in that way if you live in certain types of situations? 888-340-3373. Want to know your thoughts. When is a cat call not a cat call? He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. Coming right back live from New York.
Listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. Number again, 888-340-3373. Kevo said it best. When is a cat call not a cat call? I have two daughters. They're both modeling. And I've walked around New York City streets with my daughters. And I probably shouldn't have said what I said before, but... But I have looked at people like I would rip their throat out.
I think that's a very natural thing to say, actually. I'm not offended by that at all.
Well, you know.
You're a good dad.
Rip their throat out is a little excessive, perhaps.
It depends on how they look at your daughter.
Really?
To be candid, yes. See, some people deserve to have their throat ripped out.
What's wrong with us is we're too old school.
Yeah, we don't, you know, you should respect women.
You have a daughter on the way.
I know. Is that going to mess me up?
Oh, Dude, you're done.
I spent
done.
The entire day today sending the four-year-old to the corner and then to his bed.
Kevin's just going to be on Xanax for the rest of his life.
Alternative universes every 5 minutes. James, I said no. Go stand in the corner. Okay, can't stand in the corner. Go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. You're going to bed. Go to bed. Back and forth all day long today. It was the whole thing. I don't think I'm going to do that with my daughter. People tell me I won't. They say, I just wrapped you around the little finger. We'll see what happens.
That is very funny.
So anyway, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The video went viral. It's been all over the media. MSNBC wouldn't play it because they said it was too ethnically biased. They said there were too many black men and Latino men in the video. What if that was actually how it all happened, Stephen? That's one of my questions. What if they got more black and Latino men saying stuff? Because maybe they're just more passionate or demonstrative or whatever, for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's. But MSNBC, oh no, you didn't have exactly 12 men of every race, color, and creed, so therefore we're not going to. Okay, so whatever. 888-589-8840. Let's talk to. Let's go to line two. Darlene's calling from Tampa. Darlene, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi, guys. Hey, listen, I didn't think it was that bad. You know, when I was younger, it was just very typical to walk down the street and have guys do that, white guys, you know. And not only that, but they would, if they were riding in a car, they would wolf whistle to you.
Mm.
And, you know, I used to think, and the other thing was, you know, I used to think men were so nice because, you know, they'd always open doors for you, and if your car was broken down, they'd always come and help you. But then, you know, as you get older, it just diminishes until, by the time you're 40, if there's a guy opening the door for you, it's because there's a hot chick behind you coming in the door.
Right.
And, you know, it's like today, I'm 61, right? And I keep in shape and stuff like that. But, you know, I miss it. I mean, I don't want guys, you know, going to extremes. But, you know, you do like a little attention from men. And I just spent the day at the beauty salon because, you know, like my friend Preston says, older girls have to try harder. And I do it. So, you know.
But, Darlene,
so
let me ask you a question. Because I find you to be of a good spirit. So let me ask you this question. For you personally, whenever this was like you were at the peak of whatever, that this would happen to you, how would you distinguish between something that was complimentary and something that creeped you out? Like, where was the dividing line for you?
Well, the guy, when he walked with the girl, that was creepy. You know, as long as they kept their distance, you know, it was cool. But, you know, you invade my private space, it gets a little freaky.
Mm. Where are you from?
Tampa.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Yeah, they have good looking women in Tampa. They have people that catcall in Tampa.
I'll bet you she still gets catcalled.
Darlene, thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. Let's go to real quickly. Jeremiah calling from Indiana. Jeremiah, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing, sir? I'll make this short and sweet. I'm a 40-year-old man. I just wanted to say, first of all, I don't think it has to do with black, Latino, or anything, man. We're all alike. You see a good-looking woman, you might make a comment. I think where you draw the line is if you say derogatory or nasty or vulgar, absolutely uncalled for. A whistle, hey, honey, how are you, things like that, I think a woman should take it as a compliment.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. Thanks for the call. What I want to know from women is how do you respond to what Jeremiah just said?
Right.
Because that's in essence what the crux of the matter is. And the reason that this person did this, because it was really actually produced by the girl's boyfriend. Mm. He was the one that did it. He started this organization called Hollaback that is out to stop street harassment. We'll talk more about it coming up.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now. Because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-927-4722. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-927-4722. That's 1-800-927-4722. Call 1-800-927-4722.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Those of you watching on Biz Television, coast to coast, that was a beautiful shot of a live Times Square. It's a gorgeous fall, very cool fall evening in New York.
It's chilly.
But it is what fall is supposed to be.
It's chilly.
It's that time of year.
You need a coat.
Some of the guys were like, can we start playing Christmas music tonight? Like, you're a little ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Week of Thanksgiving.
Chestnuts roasting.
Steven's in a good mood. He starts doing the Christmas carol, you know, like the Dean Martin tone. There you go. Anyway, 888-340-3373.
Yuletide carols. Sorry. I'll stop.
He's getting catcalled for different reasons.
I'm catcalling myself.
But when a woman gets catcalled, when she gets whistled at or talked to from a complete stranger on the street, when do you know if it's good or bad? Is it always bad? Is it good? Is are women just complaining because they have nothing else to do? What's the story about this? This story has been so weird because there's like these five or six different angles. And here's my question. Even if guys aren't catcalling you, and one of the questions I had was, does the woman do anything to invite or reject it? Because I will tell you, my lovely bride has said, and my lovely bride's a very attractive woman, she has said that she has never once, on the streets of New York since we've been here, 12 years, had to deal with anything like what was in that video. But she also has this matter-of-fact business kind of, like when she's walking somewhere, you don't mess with her. Like, you just, there's this bubble around it that's like, I'm not to be messed with.
And kind of the same thing goes for my wife, too.
Yeah.
I think there's...
And you have to learn that. That's not something that's naturally...
But I think it has to do with your appearance. My wife never wears very tight clothes that are revealing in that way, but she has a different sense of style.
Sure.
But it is interesting, because if you see the video, this gal does not put out any kind of energy, in my opinion, that is inviting any of it.
Right.
She's just walking.
Yeah, and pretty crisp clip. I mean, she's not like just lollygagging. She's mm-hmm. she's going.
She seems like she's minding her own business, just trying to get somewhere.
Yeah. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go back to the phones, because Gino is calling us from New York, listening to our flagship, AM 970.
Right, now, Gino, before you start, Gino.
Yes,
I need an honest answer.
Yeah, get to it, quickly.
I have no idea what he's going to ask
you. You're
cutting
into my time.
So, I apologize, Gino. That I'm cutting into your time. That I'm cutting into your time on my radio program. I apologize.
Right. He's in.
But Gino,
it'll be mine soon. But don't worry about that.
What I need to know, Gino, honestly, have you ever catcalled a young lady, Gino?
Yeah, 30 years ago when I was a superstar in rent a car in my red Speedos at Orchard Beach. It happens all the time. But the whole point is, the two of you are missing is that the timing of this video stinks, because it's another bullcrap attempt to conduct a fake war on women by the Democrat Bolsheviks. This is the point you're not making here. Uh-huh. So I just made it for you.
Okay.
Why did this video come out now, only a few days before the election? And why is it that some of those cable outlets like MSLSD didn't run it? Because they got too many blacks and too many Latinos and a couple of white trash imbeciles that were doing the catcalls. They did it for a reason, to get the women's vote out, to get single women in particular out. Look, these women, if they're dressing in spandex, or if they're at Orchard Beach and they're 50 pounds overweight and they're wearing a skimpy bikini with a thong bottom, they're out of place and they're out of their minds. But if you go to any place here in the Bronx, guaranteed, the first thing you're going to hear is when any sexy or beautiful or attractive woman goes, it's, oye, mommy, Benny aquí, I'm in love, blah, 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 blah. And I did this when I was a kid.
I didn't know Gino spoke Spanish.
These lecherous imbeciles that are in their 50s and 60s are still doing
Gino.
It. So it depends where you are, and it also depends on who the person is.
Gino.
This woman set this video up because she wanted to make a point, and she wanted to get folks out. And that's the thing.
Hey, Gino.
All right.
With hey, Gino.
Ferguson and all the other stuff.
It's a voting conspiracy.
Gino, I just want you to know, Gino, I've never even seen you. I don't know what you look
that's
like.
That's right.
But I don't know how
well,
long
I'll be in the studio next week.
I don't know how long it's going to take for me.
Next week.
I don't know how long it's going to.
You could give me a cupcake with a birthday candle.
I don't know how long it's going to. I don't know how long it's going to take for me to recover from the thought of you in a red Speedo. But that's just me, Gino.
Hey.
Well,
that's
you should see me in my prime time years, bro.
Yeah.
Come to Orchard Beach, you'll see. Next summer.
And take a pass on all of the above. Gino, thanks for calling, as always. Appreciate it. Wouldn't be a good Saturday night if Gino didn't weigh in.
Gino!
Did you hear how he ripped off that whole thing in Spanish?
Gino!
Benny Aki.
I'm going to catcall him at Orchard
Beach.
What did
he say, Ivan? Did you catch what he said?
I'm going to go to Orchard Beach just to catcall Gino.
Hold on. What did he say?
Ben Aki.
And what was he saying?
That means come here.
Oh, so he's barking at him. Hey, come here.
All right.
Come here.
All right. pretty good.
It's like the Bill Cosby sketch where Adam and Eve, and Eve's like, hey, come here, get away. Adam was just confused. That's why he ate the apple anyway. Different complete story.
Yeah.
More of your phone calls, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Frank is in Iowa listening to KTIA. Frank, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hey, thanks. A couple of things. One, testosterone really works. And two, there's an old kind of an old saying in my circles that you can't harass the willing.
What do you mean testosterone works? You already lost me, your first point. What does that mean?
Well, that chemical makes men do some stupid stuff.
Right.
And if you find people who have went through quote unquote sex change operations, both male and female, females who've had boosted testosterone, and men who have switched to women who have reduced testosterone, they will both tell you that it increases or decreases the sex drive.
Fine.
So I'm just saying,
what does that have to do with a woman walking down a street with pretty much normal men on the sidewalk?
Well, my larger point is here that you can't harass the willing. So what was the purpose, what was the angle of doing the video in the first place? Because obviously some women and men both like that kind of attention, others don't. So there was some angle to do the video, like Gino was saying.
Right. No, the person that produced it stated what it was, and it was they wanted to expose the problem of this kind of street harassment, is what they call it, and highlight the problem that it is. You don't think it's a problem?
There's been legitimate studies done.
Hey, hang on just one second, brother. Hang on through the break. We're coming right back after this.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night, beginning at 9 o'clock Eastern, and we're glad that you're with us on hundreds of radio stations and millions of television households. Thanks to the good people at Biz TV. Thank you for that support. Also want to remind you that in celebration of their 10 years of doing business and having sold some 4.5 million MyPillows, revolutionizing people's sleep, the good folks at MyPillow, Mike Lindell and his entire team, are taking 50% off everything in their store to say thank you for them being named the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Now, Stephen and I have told you our stories. Our sleep lives have been completely, radically transformed. In fact, Stephen, on my 18-hour plane ride to and from Israel, I took my little travel MyPillow that came with the bed topper.
I gotta get one.
And I shoved that sucker right under my skull. I can never sleep in coach. It's been the worst thing, being 6'2" and trying to sleep in a coach seat. I slept a portion of the flight both ways, and I think it had to do with the fact that my neck was properly supported, and we were able to do that. And then when I was in the hotel in Israel, I kept that sucker right on top of the other pillows and got my MyPillow sleep even in Israel. So it was quite a cool thing. And they have those go anywhere travel size MyPillows online as well. You can go to mypillow.com, and use promo codes either KMC or STVB. Depending on who you would like to give the credit to, and I don't have any issue one way or the other, KMC or STVB, MyPillow.com, or call this number, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. 50% off at checkout, either online or by phone, when you use the promo codes KMC or STVB, MyPillow.com, 10 years of great sleep for 4.5 million people. Doesn't get any better than that. All right, right back to the discussion. Frank, we had you go on hold, and you were getting to your larger point. Go ahead and make that.
Well, okay, there's been some legitimate studies, particularly to show the patent unfairness of the dating habits of overweight women versus more attractive, slender women. I mean, it ties into this idea that basically good-looking people or people who are more attractive get more attention. So I guess ultimately is, what's the angle of it? What's the guy trying to prove? What's the point? Because we all know, whether you're attractive and you go to apply for a job, you're more likely to get the job. This has been proven. There's been studies that shown this over and over and over. So I guess this shouldn't come to any surprise to anybody that an attractive girl's going to get attention.
Mm.
But I guess their point is that she feels unsafe at times. And in one part of the video, and I don't know if you were able to see it, but in one part of the video, there's a guy that trails her for 5 minutes. That's a little creepy.
One of you guys, I think it might have been Steven, might have been you, I'm not sure, but I think it was Steven talking about his wife dresses down.
Right.
Now, if I have a lady friend, I was walking in a store one time, and a gal come walking out, and she had some pretty big, a pretty large chest, and she had some words wrote across it on a shirt. I looked at the shirt, because that's your natural tendency when somebody, male or female, has got something written across their chest, you generally look.
Well, that's true. Draw attention to what you want to have people notice.
Thank you, brother.
Coming right back. Next.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HB Extract.